near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the near post, get there first.
Welcome to the near post. We are talking football across the Australian Community Radio Network. With me in the studio are my favourite hosts, as always, Nick Cumston and Patty Bordier. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Here I is, ready to go.
Here you is.
And thanks for not playing favourites this week, Lucy. It was very hurtful last week that Patty was the favourite.
What everyone will also notice as an unusual start to our show is that we don't actually have our famous near post theme music.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's only because Patty has kindly offered to sing a bit of a ballad later on, going out in a tribute.
I was going to rock it out hip hop style.
Yeah.
A bit of.
Yeah. And then near get
post.
Right into the
It's
near
a post that's near, et cetera, et cetera.
Sounds delightful. I'm looking very forward to that. Coming up in the next half hour, we've got all the news. Asian Champions League making friends with footballers, which we've adeptly named our new segment, apparently every fortnight.
It's a great new segment. Looking forward to delivering
I've had
the update.
Positive feedback on the new segment.
Have you? What's the feedback been? I'm actually interested to know.
Look, people were a bit surprised, but they're willing to go for it.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. We'll see how that works out. And also, Aussies abroad.
Aussies abroad.
Find out what's happening overseas, what they're doing, where they're at. Are they scoring goals? Are they warming the bench? Are they with the rest of the crowd?
Well, this is the time, you see, because your A-League has faded out. Asian Champions League, maybe we're not doing as well as we possibly could, Sydney, Melbourne. And now the European leagues are sort of heading towards a climax. So it's actually there's some interesting stuff that's coming out.
It's business time.
It is business time.
It is coming to that
point. Thank you very much for
that
quote,
to that pointy end. If you've got an inquiry or you'd simply like to test our football knowledge, you can do so on our email, flanagan.eamon@gmail.com. Regular listeners, you should know how to spell that backwards. Alternatively, you can catch the podcast on www.nearpost.blogspot.com. We're also streamed on iTunes as well as halftimeheroes.com.au. Now, we do a show dedication every week. That's not news. But what is news is the question of the show dedication. This week, I'm going to aptly dedicate it to none other than Todd Carney. You will find out later in the show why I'm dedicating it to Todd Carney.
All right, okay, but, so you're not even giving it to us now?
No, I'm not even giving it to you now because it's going to tie in with football. Obviously, we have to. I mean, Todd Carney, he plays rugby league, as we all know.
He has a lot of ink.
A lot
of tattoos.
Got a lot of ink and evidently a lot of problems. So we're going to talk a little bit more about our show dedication a bit later on, but this week it is going out to Todd Carney and troubled football stars. So moving on for that, we're going to go right into our quiz. Again, this ties into something a little bit further, that great segment we were talking about a little bit earlier, our
Friends with footballers,
friends, all of that bizzo. Now, I want to know the man in question who the both of you are intending to befriend, in fact.
He's our first, we could say, victim or friend.
I've heard a rumour that Dario is actually going to be chatting at some point about the possibility of whether or not he would like to befriend maybe either one of you or both of you. It's going to be an interesting find.
All right.
But I want to know at the moment, I want to know, who is Dario Vidicic playing for?
Ah, okay, because he's on loan at the moment, isn't he?
He's on loan.
Super Dario,
right.
As I call him.
Bundesliga 2?
Yeah, second division. Now, he did initially go over to, if this is a bit of a help in terms of a clue, he did initially go over to FC Nürnberg.
Yes. So he's based in Nürnberg.
Yeah.
Arminia Bielefeld?
Ooh, well done, Paddy. Nice.
And is he leading Bundesliga 2 in goal assists?
Is he really?
I think he is.
Oh,
good nice stats
stat.
There. Yeah, beautiful,
it's,
Nicky.
It's unlike you to bring up the stats, Nick.
Just thought I'd mix things up.
We're going to move straight into the news. We don't have that much, but we always like to spruik about the day's happenings in the football world.
I have some my own personal news, which I can add.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I was purchasing a Thai dinner.
Yeah.
At, I think it's Two Sisters Thai, Three Sisters Thai, some number of Sisters Thai. And Tom Samani was there.
Tommy!
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was a bit disappointed because he didn't recognise me from the radio. I don't know if he listens.
Yeah.
Mm. But you'd think he'd be a bit more spot on than that. He's
you'd think with your mug, I mean, you've definitely got a face for radio, so you'd think that he would
have
spotted you
before.
From a mile away.
So maybe we can expand the Friends with Footballer segment to Friends with Footballer coaches.
Footballer coaches, yeah.
But maybe Tom Simone can
be. Does everyone know what Tom Simone's up to these days, by the way?
Coaching the Matildas.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and Matildas, I think just recently, I was just looking, talking about stats, they're 11th ranked in the FIFA rankings.
Mm. Yeah, good wow. Stuff.
Yeah, and they've got a game, I think, against New Zealand coming up.
Mm.
But just off the top of my head. It might be two matches.
I think it's two.
Look, right. Doing very well, and a massive credit to Tom Simone as well, because he's been driving that team with such a force, and it's actually really paying off. It's reflected in the girls' results. And, you know, one thing about Tom is also he's got a very keen eye for what's happening in the W League. So on many occasions I have seen him actually turn up to the Canberra United games and make an appearance.
It does help, doesn't it, having a national coach who appreciates the virtues of the domestic game, doesn't
Absolutely. Is that an inadvertent dig at anybody there?
No.
I think he's your BFF, actually. Shouldn't you start to get defensive? Pimverbake. Yeah, come on.
I just defend him a bit. But anyway, so Tom Van Zamanik is looking fit and healthy.
Yeah, Zamanik.
Do you have any other news this week, Paddy?
Do I have any other news?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we actually get on with the more pressing
news? No, I do have some news.
Items?
I genuinely have some news.
What is it? Keep going.
You might even be interested in
this. Okay, go. What else?
In October, we're going to have another baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't expect to be delivering this, but seeing as Nick's put it forward.
Hey, congratulations.
So, yay for me. And thank you in advance to all the emails from Radioland that are
going to come
flooding through. Yeah, from fellow parents who are actually going to be sending kind of, you know, grievances for you. They feel sorry for you. Yeah.
So it's back to that age-old struggle. It's either Liverpool or Girondin de Bordeaux.
Oh, yeah.
These are the two clubs child will have a choice
If not for anything, she or he will have to root for Liverpool, if only because it's a team that you can easily pronounce. Mm. Yeah?
Thank you.
Yeah? Yeah?
I think we're going to lean more towards Bordeaux, but that might take a bit of work.
Fantastic news. I love how, listeners, for those of you out there, he always tends to spring this kind of information on air because I think he's gunning for that natural surprised reaction.
To be fair, I didn't intend to bring it up.
To the news for more football news. Australia climbed one spot to take them up to 20th in the latest FIFA rankings, while its conqueror Japan has jumped two places to 13th.
So we're top 20. That's not bad.
We're top 20.
That's pretty good.
The win against Germany surely would have helped, despite the friendly and I'm sure the Asian Cup.
Even though it's a friendly, Germany don't lose too many of those.
That's right.
Sasha Petrovsky has revealed that he was on the verge of re-signing for his old club Sydney FC in the first part of last season.
Yeah. So I was a little underwhelmed by this news.
They went for the Brazilian Bruno instead, and I think they made the right call.
I think they might have,
He was there by far their best and perhaps only good player.
What they need to be looking for
last ACL game.
What they need to be looking for is the next Sasha Petrovsky, not looking for the old one.
They do. They need to stop recycling and actually start looking for these up-and-coming players who they so desperately need. I mean, credit to them, they have integrated quite a few of the young talent that are coming through the ranks, the Australian Institute of Sport, even the National Youth League. But furthermore on that, I mean, Sydney, they can't seem to get out of this funk, and I think a lot of it has to do with not being able to create a constant team roster.
And having Terry McFlynn in the side.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he is. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. Young Socceroos star Mustafa Amini could soon join countryman Mitch Langerak at Borussia Dortmund after agreeing on personal terms with the Bundesliga leader.
Yeah. I'll be interested to see how this played out, because I actually think the Victory do a good job with Langerak in extracting a good fee for them.
Yeah.
For him, so I'd like to see the Mariners.
We've debated about this, whether or not Mustafa Amini is ready to go. Nick, I don't quite remember getting your feedback on it. What do you think?
Well, from a selfish perspective, I like seeing the best ranger in the A-League. You can't go past that.
It's true.
Ranger with a fro,
The ranger fro. And you know what? There's a part of me, every time I see him, I think Valderrama.
Yeah.
And I think a great passer of the ball and similar things. So I get a warm, fuzzy feeling when I see it. I want to see more of him in the A-League.
We want to see him do well.
If he makes it,
Yes, that's something else.
That's sensational. That's fantastic.
Look, it's huge and it's been done before, but again, this happened many, many years ago when a lot of our up-and-coming players, the likes of Viduka and, you know, Joe Simonic, et cetera, when they were coming through, they were doing really well at these first division clubs, but we're not seeing a lot of that these days, unfortunately. And I don't know if what we can put that down to. Can we put that down to there's not enough player development at the moment like there was back then? Or is it just a different talent pool that we're working with altogether?
I think it's a different talent pool. I think,
altogether?
You know, well, at the there was a time in that Viduka sort of generation, that was a, you know, excuse the overused term, but that was a golden generation for us.
Yeah.
I mean, he may succeed, but I think he'll get lost there for a few years. And there's a possibility of him not succeeding.
I think we might see him out on loan
with
the Bundesliga team.
Yep.
I think that'll be about right.
It'll be interesting to see where he goes on. I'll be definitely watching him quite closely to see what happens. Moving along, back to Australian shores. We mentioned him a little bit earlier. Sydney FC captain Terry Panel Beater McFlynn is confident a lack of recent match time won't silence his performance in Tuesday's must-win Asian Champions League clash with Shanghai Shenhua in China.
I say it will. Is that harsh on Terry? I know I'm too harsh on him, but I don't know.
David Williams still out. I think Nicky Carl's still out.
Yeah, they're going to struggle. Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Again, I've never made my intentions about and my feelings about Terry McFlynn quite subtle. I don't think that he's a massive, massive addition to a team like everyone's been making it out to be. I think he was the best of the worst for the Sydney FC team this season. Correct me if I'm wrong, boys.
Well, somebody out there loves him because he's always in the team and he's the captain.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are we missing here?
What are we? Well, like I said, is he the best of the worst? I mean, who would he rival for captain in Sydney FC?
Maybe
if you were to give it to somebody else? Yeah,
just,
well, there you go.
You know, he turns up to training every week.
Yeah.
Gets in the squad.
That team is constructed the wrong way. It's, you know, its key players have trouble staying on the pitch. Terry McFlynn maybe isn't quite good enough.
Yeah, I agree. I think their selection policy or their purchasing policy is off. They're trying to go for a big superstar. They're going for older players, and so their players, you know, it's the Perth Glory syndrome, isn't it? their better players are always injured. They can't have a consistent squad playing together. And so you get the likes of Terry McFlynn, who genuinely make a lot of games, becoming captain, becoming influential players. They need to step back maybe a couple of steps and start to get younger players, get the next Nicky Carl rather than the old Nicky Carl.
Good point, Paddy. Moving on, Australia will face cross-Tasman rival New Zealand in a two-match series in Gosford next month in preparation for the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup. So we spoke about that a little bit earlier. What are our chances?
Against New Zealand, quite good.
Yes. Yep. Lock in the New Zealand win.
The World Cup, I think... Certainly out of the group stage, I think that's feasible.
Yeah, and then I mean, there are some very good teams there in that World Cup and, well, as you'd expect of the World Cup, strangely enough. I think Australia, I don't know, do you think semi-finals, Lucy?
But look,
I think
quarters, I'm gunning for semi-finals. Quarters. You know,
I think semi-finals would be a great achievement for them.
Fantastic.
Absolutely, but again, I wouldn't be entirely surprised. I may be eating my words later on, but, you know, they've been fronting up so well in preparation for this World Cup. They did well enough to actually qualify, and not even by the skin of their teeth. They've done exceptionally well. So I'm looking forward to watching their progress and seeing how far they come. Again, I'm gunning for semi-finals, but you never know.
Yeah, they're the highest ranked team in Asia, aren't they?
They do fantastically over there. They're absolutely phenomenal. So we'll see how they go. But now we're going to drive the stake into Paddy's heart. We've got some Perth Glory news. Woo-hoo!
Who wrote this news?
Perth Glory today confirmed it had signed New Zealand international striker Shane Schmeltz on a 3-year deal.
Are we all happy?
How are you?
We all happy?
Look, we don't give a damn about Perth Glory. Are you happy?
Well, I'll say it right at the outset. I'm a bit sad that we're going to see the demise of Shane Schmeltz's career as he goes the Torres route and fails to score a goal in a single season. So sorry, Shane, I like the idea of it.
1.2 million is a bit less than £50 million.
I tend to agree with that.
Relatively, they're spending a fair bit on him.
But look, you know, that what happened with Shane, I mean, obviously this wasn't one of his best seasons, let's be honest, but, you know, I can't say I'd be too disappointed with a signing like that coming onto a club that does desperately need it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm quite happy with this signing. Mm. He's not too old yet, and I think he's got something to offer.
He hasn't applied for his pension yet.
Yeah.
And he worked quite well with Bruce Gitto this year, so that if they do bring back Robbie Fowler, I think, you know, that combination could work.
Mm, yep. Well, speaking of Robbie Fowler, Glory owner Tony Sage believes his plot to pair Shane Smeltz and Robbie Fowler next season is about to come off, with Fowler verbally agreeing to return to Australia in July. How much weight can we put on a verbal agreement, though? Wait, no pun intended, Robbie Fowler.
I think there was a pun intended.
How much value can we put on a verbal agreement when it comes to these sort of negotiations?
Well, I've been following our Robbie on Twitter, waiting for this announcement. Can I just say, he doesn't say anything clever on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, nothing clever.
He doesn't have any thoughts on
Fowler. You're not digging the Fowler tweets, Patty.
He doesn't tweet often, and he doesn't tweet well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example?
Went down to shops for a lager.
I think he's tweeted some, you know, mindless support. Blah blah about Liverpool players, young kids playing through, like everybody else did. So, you know, a bit disappointed in your tweets, actually, Robbie.
Right.
I'm quite keen, because I think Fowler's had an okay season. If he gets support, I'm quite keen to see him with Schmelz.
It'd be interesting to see whether or not they match up well. Because on paper, they're a good combination.
They're both goal scorers, but Fowler has, for some teams, dropped deeper back and created a bit more, and I wonder if that's the way they're going to set about it.
He has been a much more instrumental player than an actual finishing player, hasn't he, Paddy?
Yes, that's right. They're going to have to work hard on that combination, because they are both finishing players, it's going way out on a limb here. If Perth Glory managed to get that right, they could have a successful season. There, I said it.
You could be eating your words. Things to make Celtics fans happy in Australia. Celtic is preparing to head back.
Do we know any Celtic fans?
Oh, there's someone. Someone.
He just goes on.
I hope he's listening tonight.
I'm sure Eamon is listening, and I'm sure he is salivating. And I wonder if he's going to take the near post jet to go across to Perth.
I actually have it rented out for that weekend, unfortunately. Bugger. I've got better things to do. Celtic is preparing to head back to Australia for the second time in 2 years with a showpiece duel against Perth Glory, tentatively scheduled for July the 2nd at NIB Stadium.
Nice.
Now, apart from Eamon frothing at the mouth, is this going to get bums on seats?
In Perth, I think. Yeah. There's
big,
a decent football
big
support.
Big expatriate community there.
Mm. Yeah, certainly.
English and Scottish fans.
Yeah, they've shown before. And for something like this, this is a strong enough gimmick that it will bring people in. I think it's going to do very well.
Interesting.
Speaking of gimmicks, have we heard any more on the Melbourne Victory coach saga, and particularly our very high-profile
Roy Keane.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Paddy, Nick, you weren't here last week, but it was revealed on air that Paddy is in fact an applicant
for the head coaching.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten that I was an applicant, but I'm back on track now. Yes, I was an applicant.
So how's that working out for you?
Well, I haven't heard anything, but I've got my fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Did you talk about your extensive Football Manager background?
I have played the computer game a lot. So, you know.
Well, give us an update. What's happening? Well, does anybody know who we're leaning towards here?
There's been a lot of changes at the Melbourne Victory. They've virtually cleaned out all of the old administration. So they've cleared the decks. But it's just gone quiet.
They've cleared the decks,
but have they actually got anybody to replace these positions? That's the issue.
There's been no follow-up on the Roy Keane rumours.
Yeah.
So I suspect it's dead in the water, and maybe he came across, because he did come across to Australia, maybe came across for a bit of a holiday.
Yeah.
Bit of a break.
He's following on from Robbie Fowler's tactical
ploy
to come here. Yeah.
We haven't heard anything, so I'd say silence means that something's happening.
Yeah, okay. we'd like to hope so.
Let us know when you hear back from the
victory. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Even if it's one of those, we considered your application very seriously, but unfortunately you're not right for the position. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's like, so what they have to send to you is like, what would they rather send to you? Thanks a lot, you reject from Canberra. We've got no intention of actually putting you in
your
our short
application
list.
Is in front of me and will soon be behind me.
And it's my coaster for my morning coffee.
Right.
Now, I want to go back to my show dedication before we move on to talk a little bit about Asian Champions League football and making
bit
friends with footballers. Yeah, a bit left field, but it does have a point. Now, in keeping intact with troublesome sports stars, lads, I'd like you to recount. Now, listeners too, you can do this as well. Recount your most cherished memory of an all-time favourite cock-up committed by a footballer. It can be in Australia, it can be abroad, I don't care where it is and who it was, name somebody.
Oh, mine's easy.
Who?
Zidane.
Really?
Yeah, the headbutt.
Yeah. Yeah.
He threw it all away. A great career, fantastic career, had it all at his feet. He would have been seen as one of the greats, no doubt. And he is still one
he
of the greats.
He still is.
But it is and forever will be coloured by that headbutt.
Yeah. What was that, 2006 World Cup?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And
Fine.
Don't call his sister a terrorist. I think that was the call.
Yeah. It's hard to go past Eric Cantona doing a flying karate kick into the stands for me. That was just as a moment of sheer insanity. You can't beat that one.
My cock-up is all well-rounded one. You know, it comes from a string of cock-ups all basically lumped together. Maradona.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, I was actually surprised that neither of you had actually alluded to him. But,
he was my second choice. Okay. Just because Napoli are now finally once again contending for Serie A. It made me think about, the last time, he was a young man, the world on the top of his feet, and he just snorted.
He snorted it all away, really.
He's crazy. I think he still can't go back to Italy because of tax issues. But thinking A-League issues. Musket,
we're going to talk about
surely. Surely Musket grabbing John Cosmina by the throat.
That was mine.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was nice.
Nick?
Solid gold.
Or
really
did you have another one on Australian chores that grabbed your attention?
I just wanted to dedicate it to Lubo's entire career.
But it's still going. He's not finished.
No, he's not done. He's not hung up the verbal boots yet because he's still kicking away.
Why is it the Fox Sports haven't hired him yet? Why is it?
It's always tell it like it is Tuesday.
Yeah, but when it comes, he does tell it like it is, but when it comes from Lubo, it's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that wraps up our exciting little segment. Todd Carney,
nice.
We wish you all the best. Get off the drink, mate. Keep going. And to all of our golden oldie sports moments.
I'd like to dedicate that segment to the member of the Australian Federal Police who will remain nameless.
Okay.
Who told me that he'd arrested half of Todd Carney's family at the
time. Ooh, we better be careful of defamation there, Nick Cumston. We won't go into that any further. Please, boys, Asian Champions League, fill me in. What's the goss?
Right, Asian Champions League. There's two games, one on Tuesday night, one on Wednesday night. So some people who are hearing this
will already know the Tuesday result.
Yeah. Now, Tuesday night, it is Melbourne Victory versus Tianjin Teda, the Chinese side. They're up. Sorry, guys, that's Wednesday night.
Incorrect.
Melbourne Victory are up Stuk Creek. In the group, they've got one.
We've been
point.
Saying they've been up Stuk Creek for a long time.
They've been up Stuk Creek.
So this isn't news. Can we basically put the final nail in the coffin there and
just
drive
very
away?
Close.
They're without a coach. They're still in transition as a team.
It's very disappointing the way they've approached the Asian Champions League. They worked so hard to get there.
It's just come at the wrong time. It's that shame that we're not seeing the Brisbane Roar now.
Yeah. Mm. If it was about the wrong time, then we wouldn't have seen the Adelaide success. Like, I think it's the club's focus on the Asian Champions League as well that has a great deal to do with. But the game on Tuesday is Shanghai versus Sydney.
So that's an away game for Sydney. Those listening, what's the result? Your prediction anyway. They'll be able to aha you when they do listen, but what is it?
I'm going to go 1-0 to Sydney.
Oh.
And I'm doing that just out of sheer bloody-minded hope.
Okay.
Because if they do it,
it's a massive
they've got a possibility of qualifying.
Yeah.
2-0 loss.
2-0 loss?
Yeah. But Shanghai are at the bottom of the table. You know, they're not doing so well.
I'm going to go for
They're at home, aren't they?
Yeah, they are at home, but they're still bottom of the table.
I'm going to go a 1-0 victory either way. So it could go in Sydney's favour, it could go in Shanghai's. I'd be more inclined to say maybe Sydney's, but again, that's kind of more of a blind hope and a wing and a prayer there. So we'll see what happens with that. Any more Champions League stuff?
I'm really keen to move to our next segment, Lucy.
Okay, let's take it away.
The Melbourne Victory are playing. Robbie Crewe's back in the team. Good to see him.
Will that make a big difference, Nicky?
Well,
can I call you Nicky?
No,
yeah, I've noticed you were calling him Nicky. And I also, having known Nicky for some time, know that he doesn't like to be called Nicky.
Oh, well, Nicky, take it away to tell us about Melbourne Victory.
Thanks, Lucinda. I think they might finally squeak out a result. Just 'cause I think I think Robbie Crews makes a big difference.
Paddy, are these bold predictions?
Yeah, I think they are. I think Melbourne don't have the heart for it.
Nah, I agree. I don't think they're... The nail in the coffin for me was being driven in probably, you know, second or third game when I saw their performances. I thought they did dismally and they've just got no spark. They're not inspiring at all as a team and they're not gelling well either. They just look very flat and just, again, uninspiring.
And they stole their logo from Bordeaux.
Well, all right, gee, here we go.
Move on.
All right, Frenchie, take it easy.
Okay.
We're going on to making friends with footballers, which, again, against my will, has become a regular fixture every fortnight. Lads, please keep me updated. What's happening?
Okay, so in an attempt, just some background for those who haven't heard this segment before.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lucy, you have the name, you have the credibility, you have the connections in football. Nick and I have none of these things.
Yep.
Well, we have our own names, but they're not as good as yours.
Yeah.
We're seeking credibility, and we're going to seek credibility by making friends with footballers. So we have identified our first footballer.
Who is the target of your misguided attempts?
Dario Vidicic.
Dario Vidicic. Now,
so where did we get to this week?
So this week we sent two emails to Dario.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know Dario's email address. So
where were you sending these then?
I sent it to general information, Armenia Bielefeld, his team at the moment.
Yeah.
Now.
Inquiries at armeniabielefeld.com. gov.de
was the but we didn't just stop. So the email, we sent two emails. I'll just remind you. The first email went something like this.
Okay.
Hello, Dario.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be our friend?
Yeah.
Signed, Nick and Paddy. But that's not enough. We didn't stop there, Lucy.
You continued.
We did continue.
We did, because we want to cover all of our bases. We want Dario to really get into this.
Because my very talented wife speaks reasonably fluent German, she did us the email in German as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Hello, Dario. Bitte können Sie unser Freund sein. Ihr Herr Paddy and Nick.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know, it's basically just the exact translation of the English version.
Absolutely.
So,
there is a little bit of an issue.
There
though.
Is a difference, though. Because it's written in formal language, the word for friend is the same as the word for boyfriend.
We may have bitten off more than we can chew. So we're waiting.
Literally.
So we are waiting for Dario to respond. Tune in 2 weeks' time.
37 to 1.
That's not even worth putting them
on. On that horrible note, please stay tuned with us for the Canberra Show with Peter Funnell. And as always, thank you for tuning in to 98.3 2XX FM for the Near Post. And as always, if you are going to the Near Post,
Dario, return our email.
Get there first.
Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The Near Post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst, the Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first.